Does everyone know what time it is? It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and her friends.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast. We're back. Isn't there like a dinosaur movie where it's like, we're back?
Yeah. Wait, I'm trying to remember. Is it one of the... Probably.
Hi, this is Jasmine.
I'm Jenny Ray. What's up? Yeah. I feel like it was... Like crappier drawings. You know how sometimes for sequels and stuff, it's different animators and it's just poorly done.
But was it saying we're back because it was like a sequel, or were they saying we're back because like dinosaurs are back?
Now I feel stupid. We should have Googled this because are we spreading misinformation already?
I'm looking it up.
Do I sound dumb? I don't know. Yes, I do. You don't have to answer that, anyone listening.
Talk amongst yourselves. Oh, it's literally the movie's called We're Back.
Oh, okay.
It's from 1993, and I guess it's called We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. And just based from the poster, I'm going to say dinosaurs somehow end up in New York City.
Oh!
And there's a little blonde child who has to show them the way, and she's probably very rich. And it's probably something about her being very rich and her parents being neglectful and the dinosaurs being the real parents.
Wow. All right. Wait, let me look at that. Let me see if I get the same. Steven Spielberg presents A Dinosaur Adventure for the Whole Family. Wish for a dinosaur and watch all your dreams come true.
And so this is 1993. So this is either right around the time of Jurassic Park, or is this right before Jurassic Park?
Came out the same weekend. No, I'm just kidding. I know. Can you imagine?
Steven Spielberg's two dinosaur movies. Comment below if you've seen We're Back, even though there's nowhere to comment.
Wow.
Well, this week's episode is about Disneyland, not about We're Back. It's about Disneyland since it's been reopened. Mostly it's going to be about this year, 2022. But so just as a reminder, Disneyland was closed from March 2020 till I think it was May 31st, 2021. Maybe it was earlier in May. I can't remember. No, it was earlier in May because they just had the 1 year opening. It was sometime in May. They reopened. Maybe it was April 30th. I don't know.
Neither this nor that.
Yeah. Jenny actually did research for this episode and I didn't.
I didn't do research. I had to go into my brain and remember stuff that we've done since last June.
How the tables have turned, not that you were ever not prepared. I'm usually
I was going to say, hold up.
I'm always super prepared. But right before we were recording, Jenny was writing notes and I was looking at pictures of Pedro Pascal.
Well, yeah, like a week before, she'll usually send me an email with all the talking points. Yep. And I'm like, damn, okay. Like, I'm a procrastinator. Typically, it's the night before. Like, I mean, or as in this case, minutes before we started, like, let me take notes. And I thought Jasmine was taking notes. Nope. And yeah, she was looking at pictures of Pedro Pascal. Yep. So,
as one should. Well, this week's episode is about Disneyland since the pandemic reopening. Oh, there's a bird outside.
Sound effects.
And I can't cut that out. That's on the audio track. So this is about Disneyland 2021, but mostly 2022. It's like that Sam the Eagle thing of like, this is a salute to all years. Disneyland's been reopened since the pandemic, but mostly 2022.
Yes.
So we went for the first time after. So I remember we went online to buy the tickets. I'm going to go with, I think it was April 30th was the reopening date. And a lot of people picked that date or they picked the day that Avengers Campus was open.
Yes.
I remember I was like, why don't we go like June 15th?
I'm so happy that you chose that day. That specific day. Jasmine. Yes. So happy because that ended up being the day that they lifted the mask mandate. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. We are very pro taking care of, you know, we're not like, oh, mask.
Yeah.
But it was
we're both fully vaccinated.
Yes. But it was something so interesting because like, you know, we were seeing pictures of people going to the parks, having to wear masks, like indoors, outdoors, everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so when we went, we were like, wait, hold up. We don't have to wear masks? Yeah. And like they weren't doing social distancing in lines. Mm-mm.
It was the day they lifted everything.
Yes. And so it kind of felt like a normal Disney day. But because we hadn't been in so long, I still remember those 2 days because we went the 15th and the 16th. 15th was Disneyland. 16th was DCA. And it felt like the best vacation ever.
Yes. Well, it was because they still had low capacity. So the parks were like basically empty, but they had lifted a lot of the mandates. Because, when I went to Disneyland Paris, we had to wear a mask the whole time. And it gets to be a lot. Like, obviously very pro-mask, but it just like
Especially in the summer. Yeah. Like in the summer out here, it's a little toasty.
And let me take you back to June 2021. It's when the numbers, it was what we call the perfect time.
Uh-huh.
Because we were all vaccinated. The numbers were really low and things had just started to reopen. So people weren't going out too much. So we had gone to Las Vegas right before. It was a dream because everything was empty, but like things were open.
Well, even for Vegas, June 1st, that was when the mask mandate was lifted. And that was the day we went.
I'm very good at picking dates, apparently.
You really are. Like, you should play the lottery.
I should. My dad's very good at roulette. So I always wondered, would I be very good at it?
Oh my God. Well, I remember when we were coming back. Sorry, mm-hmm. this is getting into another subject. Yes. But when we came back from Vegas, mm-hmm. and we went through In-N-Out, and I was like, wait, we're in California. Oh, I have to put a mask on. I totally forgot. Oh, man. No, but I remember people kind of giving us crap, kind mm-hmm. of, for us being there that day because people were posting mm-hmm. crowds. Okay, if you've been to a park at mm-hmm. opening, you know what the crowd situation is like. That's not the whole day for some of the days. And for us, we were posting pictures of the park being pretty much empty.
Yes.
And people were like, wait, is this today?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
people do this thing where – and I've seen somebody like demonstrate it. Depending on your camera angle and lens, you can make it either look incredibly crowded or empty.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people were doing like close-up shots of crowds, like low angles. And they were doing like at rope drop, which rope drop every day is – chaos.
Uh-huh.
I think I've only ever done it like twice, and it was for Rise of the Resistance. I'm not a morning person.
See, I am. Yes. I did rope drop by myself when I went.
Yes, you did.
In March, yeah.
But it's always you can hear the choppa outside.
Ooh. They're after us.
Oh, I have a funny. Oh, I told you about that story. Now I'm not going to go on a tangent. There was a police helicopter in my neighborhood.
She said she wasn't going to go on a tangent.
Yes, and then
she's going on it. Okay, I'm ready.
But I told you about it before, right? The police helicopter.
Yes.
And I thought I was dreaming it. And then I had to look it up the next day.
Uh-huh.
And then it happened again like a week later.
Oh, my gosh.
Because where I live, the police have nothing to do. So I guess they just – yeah, because when you hear like why they had the helicopter, you're like, they pulled out the chopper for that.
Wow.
It was like a domestic dispute between two roommates. And one of the people ran. And then they had a helicopter chasing after him. And you could hear from the police helicopter, like, please get back into your homes. There is a dangerous suspect or something like that. Like, and it was just like, yes.
I want to reiterate that Jasmine lives in the safest, most nice looking area.
A double gated community. There are two gates to get to my house. Technically three, actually. But yes. Wow. Okay. So back to Disneyland.
What?
So,
no.
Yeah. Who? So we went on June 15th. We went to Disneyland. Trams were not back. How did you feel about that walk to and from?
You know how I feel.
Yes. I didn't mind it.
I love walking mm-hmm. because it's like my little pre-workout.
Mm-hmm.
And then walking back, I love. I've always been a walker. I mean, I know lately mm-hmm. I've been doing the tram a little bit. I know Jasmine likes the tram.
It's my favorite ride.
Yeah. I prefer to walk and get in the extra steps. But, I mean, I didn't find it bad. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people, not a lot, but mm-hmm. I mean, there were people that definitely complained about the walk.
And I, you know, there's obviously people there not as mobile. I'm talking about people who can but choose not to.
Yes, exactly.
It was nice because usually when you walk, you have to go really far out of your way. You have to go all the way to the end of, what's it called?
Downtown Disney. Yeah.
And then walk the length. So it was nice to have a walk that was very direct.
Yeah, you basically were walking the tram route.
Mm-hmm. Which was cool. And then, but the sad consequence of that is I noticed that's where a lot of the Disney cats lived. And I have noticed not a lot of them are back. And there's a big increase of rodents at Disneyland, unofficially.
Bring in the cats.
This is just hearsay. That wink. There's a, you know, because I have a friend. She said she's seen a bunch more rats over by Big Thunder. Friend of the podcast, Andrea from Crying on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I don't think she'd mind if I said that. She saw rats. Somebody told me, allegedly, wink. That some of the restaurants got shut down for mice infestations.
Oops.
Oops. Stocking Bay 7. Oops. but I think that's public information because the Orange County Register posts once a week all the restaurants that are – yeah, that's not like an uncommon thing.
Yeah.
But I do think I have not seen the cats since the reopening. And I think they – because they weren't getting
fed. I did see one cat.
Oh, good.
The one that you see near Grizzly River Run.
Oh, see, some people call him Snickers. Some people call him – what was the other name? Francisco?
Francisco.
Yeah, the orange and black cat, right?
Oh, orange and black.
Not orange, like tan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
a tabby and a black cat mixed together. I've never seen
It's like big leopard spots almost.
I'm thinking Tigger. Yeah. Like, as a cat.
Like, do you see the cat? You're like, that is Tigger. It's an orange cat. With a purple nose. And he spells and he goes, T-I-double-G-R. Walking was nice. I am happy the tram's back. I am cracking up that they made such a big deal.
Oh, that the video. Tram came back. That video, I was like, barf. Like, it was so corny. I love corn and I love cheese, but like, wow, when you hear that beep. And I just feel like some people did watch and they're crying. Like,
yes.
This is the most magical thing ever. It's back. I can be lazy again.
I don't have to walk. It was just so funny. It says something so much about Disneyland 2022 that like they're like, it's a big deal. Like things are back. You don't have to walk anymore. It's like, is that like a big deal? Or we were just so deprived that like it felt like a big deal.
Yeah.
We were so starved for news.
I'm surprised that they didn't do a video like that for, I mean, we'll get into this a little later, but with the characters, how you can get up close to them.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't do a full on video of like kids, you know, hugging,
running up.
Yeah. Hugging in slow motion, running up to the characters and giving a hug.
I know, but I feel like that says something very particular if they do a video like that. Like they're saying like, oh, this was wrong that we had to do this, which I actually preferred it. So, yeah, we got into the park. We did one day at a time, or one park for one day. So we did Disneyland first.
We did a lot.
We did, yeah. We went on a lot of stuff.
I mean, because we had to treat this, again, like a vacation. This is way before, even before anyone did get a pass, and we got passed, we'll talk about it again, like we got passes much later. So we had to treat this like, we don't know when we're coming back.
Yes.
So we need to make the most of it.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, we spent two full days. The first day we were there much longer. The second day I was really tired, so we weren't there as long.
Yes.
But we were there. We were at Disney, I think, not quite opening to closing, but pretty close.
For a majority of the day.
Yeah, majority. So yeah, we went on everything. We went on Rise that day or did we not?
Oh.
I think we couldn't get it. Because I think we got – this is when they still had the virtual queue.
Yeah. I don't think we got it that first time around.
But we got it for Web Slingers. I remember that.
Yes.
And this was starting when – it used to be you had to be in the park to do virtual queue, which they don't have anymore except for World of Color.
Uh-huh.
But then it's like if you had a ticket, you could do it that day at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I did that for Web Slingers, which is really fun. I enjoy Web Slingers.
Tell us about the little doodad you bought.
Oh, I bought a little doodad. This was later on. So they have this little, like, literally, it's like a doodad you wear on your wrist, and it supposedly, like, helps your score on the ride. I noticed no difference in my score. You did so much better than I did.
I'm just good at it.
Yeah. I get tired. I don't think you get tired. I get really tired.
No, I get tired. I mean, there's muscles in my arms that hurt that I didn't know were even there before. I'm like, how?
Pew, pew, pew.
How do I feel this way?
Then I got some tips on what to do with that thing. So I'm going to try it again. Like trying to grab, like instead of trying to just grab all the spiders, try to grab things that trigger things that kill
that,
multiple
that
spiders.
Do things and yeah.
Yes, that things happen. And then, yeah, the next day we went to DCA. I can't think of what else we did.
I just remember I was in my Thor Disney Bound that day and I was so excited to see Thor. Which, I mean, I actually
and you
was,
did.
Yeah, but I was pretty close. I mean, they were doing kind of distance type stuff, but Thor was right there in the spot that we now sit in.
Yes, our sitting spot.
Yeah, but I was
Marvel
right
High.
There.
Yeah.
We're the cool kids.
Yes.
We sit on the top steps.
The losers sit on the bottom. The cool kids sit on the top. Yeah, you were probably like 5 feet away from Thor.
Yeah.
He was just up higher.
Yeah.
I don't remember the interaction, but I remember
can't
you were very
COVID
happy.
Can't get COVID when you're 5 feet higher.
There's no COVID up here. It's only down here with you peasants. So, yeah, we saw Thor. I don't remember too much about that day, surprisingly.
I'm trying to remember, like, the reel that I posted because I'm
What
did we do?
Well, I guess now we can get into Disneyland 2022.
Yeah, why not?
So, as of
– Wait. No.
What?
Jasmine.
What?
How dare you forget? I didn't
Our
even
passes?
Put, no. I didn't even put this in my notes. Oh, how could I forget Oogie Boogie Bash?
Oh, yeah. We did go to Oogie Boogie Bash. I think that was my – before we got passes, I went – when we went on the 15th, I went two times, I think, with Michelle.
Uh-huh.
And then I've gone to Oogie Boogie Bash. It was nice. We kept –
You're not going to talk about what we dressed as?
Oh, we did –
Wow,
I was going to talk about Cruella. But yes, we finally did our heavyweights costume.
I was Tony Perkis.
And I was Gerald Gardner, age 11. it was so fun. It was one of those costumes that most people didn't get, but the people who got it loved it.
Yes. And that's kind of how I like to go with costumes, the very obscure ones where people who do get it, they really appreciate it, especially because as Tony Perkis, I had a fake – it was like a pillow of a log.
Devil log.
Yeah. And so I would run around with that, and there was like – it's usually – we've noticed that some of the things we enjoy – we're in the same, like, area as men in their mid-30s and 40s. To early 40s, yes. But, like, they'll be like, double log!
Every dad got really excited to see us. Every dad of young kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. Our demographic is men between 30 and 40. 30 to 45.
Yeah, yeah.
We have the same taste. Yeah, that was very fun, that costume. And it was – the Cruella was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That, we kept going around seeing her.
Yeah. She looked like Emma Stone.
Yes.
Like, she more like Emma Stone and Emma Stone.
Exactly.
Like, this is amazing.
You look more like Cruella than Cruella. And she was really, like, just good actor. I wonder if she's still there, if she does somebody else.
I don't know.
This is a thing I've noticed recently with Disney. They don't have the longevity. They'll have a character for a short period of time.
Oh, we'll get into that, too. I am –
very upset.
I have so many emotions.
And, like, the characters, like, I think Cruella, if she still went out, people would still get very excited to see her.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think they just, they have stuff for a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
I mean, I'm assuming it's money. They're like, we don't want to pay another character to be out there.
Well, you can tell if it's going to be a short-term character if they only hire one actor to play that character. That means it's not long-term.
No. That is a lie.
Yes.
Well, okay. No, people were saying that about Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch, and then
but
I
feel like I
Hawkeye.
Saw
– not Hawkeye.
I said Hot Guy.
Hot Guy. New you know, Captain America. Guy. What is – Falcon.
But with Scarlet Witch, I swear I saw a picture where it looked like someone else. So I feel like they had to have hired a second person because right now you can only see Scarlet – well, when you listen to this, I don't know if it's changed. Mm-hmm. But – Scarlet Witch is just there in the mornings.
Yeah.
Because it's the one person.
And it's the person they found looks a lot like Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
Like a lot. Not like like you wouldn't be like, oh, it's the same person. But like they've been doing good with their casting.
Mm-hmm.
Like that person looks a lot like her.
Yes.
Captain Marvel you don't see as much. We saw her recently, but.
Yeah. Mm-mm. She used to be out a lot more.
Yeah. Just not as much. Okay. So let's, let's jump forward to we got passes eventually.
We did. Oh, okay. I'm just going to talk about this quickly.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about this quickly of how this happened. So
he's not going to listen. So, yeah.
So, the way that Jazz and I got passes, it was very interesting because I was definitely pushing it off and pushing it off, especially because
I was too.
Yeah. Well, the two top passes have been sold out. There's a lot of talk going on. We don't know if they're coming back. If they do come back, we don't know what's going to change. So, the Enchant Key, it's the second from the bottom. There's a fair amount of blockout dates. I mean, most weekends, but we have been getting lucky with Sundays. We can't go for the summer. Boo-hoo.
You just have to be very diligent.
Yeah, trying to. Especially because when we got the passes, obviously, for the first few months, there's already a lot of days blocked out because people had the passes and already got the days. But
so
before,
Well, really quick before you get into that. So it was – at first, I think we were like, we don't want passes. We don't want to do the reservation system.
Yeah.
Then time went by and the top two sold out. And then I was like, I'm going to wait till the top one comes back because I want the top pass. And I've always had the top pass and I don't want to pay for parking. Then we realized like it might never come back. So we finally got them. But now Jenny's story.
Welcome to Dating with Jenny Ray. Or lack thereof. Listen, I am single. I am ready to mingle and jingle. So
all the way.
All the way. Now, I went on a date with someone. It was on a magical day of February 22nd, you know, 2-2-2-2-2.
Oh.
Yeah.
2-2-2-2-2.
I'll always remember that day. But this guy, you know, he wanted to go to Disneyland with me, and I'm dumb. I'm a dumb girl. I can say sometimes I make really dumb mistakes when it comes to boys. I decided, hey, why don't I just buy the ticket? I had multiple people tell me, do not buy a Disneyland ticket to go on this date. If he really wants you to go, he should buy the ticket. Did I listen?
No.
No, I didn't. So I told Jasmine, I feel like it was the same day. I'm like, I bought a ticket. I got the 3-day SoCal pass. Because I was planning on going out with this guy like two different days at Disney.
And then you told me, oh, for the third date, let's go together.
Yes. And I kind of joked with the guy. I was like, oh, look, you know, after the first day, if, you know, we're not feeling it or whatever, like, I can cancel the second reservation. Well, spoiler, he told me to cancel. So I was like, well, Jasmine, you have 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah, the
then
date.
I did something stupid. And I forgot that you told me you got the Southern California. So I just bought the 3-day tickets. Uh-huh. And I kept thinking, I'm like, what's the point of buying 3 days? It costs exactly the same. So then I ended up buying 2 days.
Uh-huh.
But then I didn't realize the Southern California, you could book any date between then and May. The ones I bought, you had to book your second ticket within 14 days of the first one.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, shoot, can we go? And I remember you wanted to use your third pass later, like towards the end of the date. And yeah. I was like, well, I can't do that. And I was like, look, if I have to buy a third ticket, I'll buy one. And then finally it turned into, well, why don't we just get a pass?
Yeah. We were like, well, we'll just put the money for these mm-hmm. tickets we bought to passes. Let's mm-hmm. just do it. All right. $30 to park each yep. time. Ugh. But yeah, so I will say, you know, date didn't work out so well. Mm-hmm. I saw him a month later to the day on a date with someone else.
Yes.
Showing her things that I had shown him. Good time.
Yes. Good. A good time.
Good time. But yeah, so, but you know, the good thing that came out of it was Jasmine and I get to have a magical time at the yes. parks again.
I've been much happier being a pass holder than not being a pass holder.
I know, and I hate to admit it because mm-hmm. I was so, like, not that I was so anti getting a pass, mm-hmm. but I was like, I don't need this for my mental health. I'm nope. working on it by myself and I'm going to therapy and doing things. But I was like, dang, you know what? I really miss, like, yeah. getting mac and cheese bread bowls.
Just like it feeling like a home, not like somewhere you're visiting. I miss yes, that feeling.
Exactly.
So we get our passes. I'm very happy. I'm actually kind of happy we ended up getting the cheap one because it's $600, which is a lot. But I feel like I would be much more upset if I was paying like $1,300 for the top one.
I thought it was like $1,400.
Oh, $1,400. Yeah, I don't even know. It's really expensive.
I think it's $1,400.
Because I know the second most expensive one's $1,000, which used to be how much the expensive one is. So the only thing that sucks is having to pay for parking every time. And I know Disney – I'm really hoping Disney lets you add parking eventually because during one of their – what do you call it? Like stockholder meetings – they were saying that while like ticket sales are up, attendance is down because a lot of people don't like the reservation system. I also think it's because people don't want to pay to park, so they're not going to Disneyland as often.
Oh, yeah. When I told Jasmine when we got the passes, I'm like, look, you have to understand, I do like 130-mile round trip.
Yes.
I can't afford to pay for parking all the time, mm-hmm. so if you're okay with this.
Yes, we meet somewhere and we go together. Because, yeah, it adds up because yeah. we've gone – every day for like 6 weeks. And that's what, like a lot more than 90.
I did pay for one.
Oh, yes, you did.
I paid for one. But no, yeah, like we've done a lot of fun days. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had our bunny day we brought back. We mm-hmm. Sometimes for Easter time, we would do kind of a Disney bound that's mm-hmm. bunny themed. And so we did Star Wars.
Yes.
Yes, I was a stormtrooper. You were Baby Yoda.
Next year, we already know our theme too.
Wait, did we? Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, did we talk about
it? I don't know. I feel like the who's going to change based off of recent right. events, but what the theme overall is not going to change.
I don't look good in white.
Yes.
So if that's what you're thinking.
And then both our people were red and blue. So.
That's right. I know. Oh, man.
If you want to guess who we're going to be.
Yes. And another thing that we did, which was kind of funny, I'm sure mm-hmm. some people look at it and they're like, these girls need yes. help. We dressed like each other.
My mom was very concerned.
I know. When I was getting ice cream in California Adventure, she's like, what's your name? I said, Jenny. I mean, Jasmine. It's Jasmine. And she kind of looked at me like, you don't even know your name. And I was like, oh, my friend and I were being each other mm-hmm. for the day because we dressed differently. And she said, oh, this is how your friend dresses? How do you dress? I'm like that.
And then I came over and I showed her the contents of my purse. And even though it was a black bag, everything inside was pink.
Yeah, I was wearing a pink dress and mm-hmm. I had a flower crown on. And Jasmine had on fishnets mm-hmm. and like knee-high socks.
Yes, and
shorts,
a flannel.
And a flannel.
Flannel and a stripy shirt.
Yeah.
Showing bosom.
Bosom.
I think my mom was worried I was going to wear what you wore in Vegas when we came back, that little bikini. I think she thought I was going to wear that. I'm like, Mom, I'm going to wear. Jenny wouldn't even wear that to Disneyland.
No, I wouldn't. It was a bathing suit with like bondage on
yes,
it.
Yes, your S&M bathing suit.
Oh, man.
Your leather daddy bathing suit. I love it. Okay, so now I guess we'll just talk about our favorite things to do. Obviously, we spend most of our time in Avengers Campus now.
When Avengers Campus opened, mm-hmm. I kid you not, I did not think I would mm-mm. enjoy it so much.
Nope.
Because it's pretty small.
Yeah.
It's a small space.
You're a bigger Marvel fan than I am. I'm not the biggest Marvel fan in the world.
Right. I mean, and I'm not even, I don't want to consider myself a fan as in like, I know all the info. Mm-hmm. I'm really bad at holding information in my brain. I would say we spend most of our time either in Galaxy's Edge or Avengers Campus, but mostly Avengers Campus.
Yes. Galaxy's Edge, we usually make a round, look for Kylo Ren, I get a blue milk, and we take a few pictures and we call it a day.
Yeah.
Avengers Campus, we literally sit for hours.
I made a joke the last time that we need to make like reservation spots. Like, this is reserved for Jasmine and Jenny Ray.
And now, before when they used to have the distanced meet and greets, that area we sat never got taken. But now that normal meet and greets are back, we constantly have to move, and I hate it.
Oh, I know. Yes. Then they do like the shows there or something. I'm like, what is? Do you not know who we are?
Yes.
Like,
this is where we sit.
How dare you move us?
Speaking of, what did the thing I just say? And I was like, this is a good transition, and now I can't remember what it is.
Was it about Avengers Campus?
Not about Avengers. Oh, distance meet and greets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Speaking of distance meet and greets.
Yeah, when we first started going to Disney again, obviously there was distant distance.
I will go the distance.
There was distance.
I'll
go the distance. I'll find my word. If I can't, I don't know the word. If I can't be strong.
So which do you prefer, the distanced or the regular meet and greets?
You know what I'm gonna say.
I know, and I have the same answer.
I want a mixture. Yes. I want to be able to touch Thor and Mr. Knight. But you can keep some of those characters away from me, and I will wave at them from afar because honestly, I feel like it adds to the experience. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you're not just seeing big lines of people waiting to see a character, and the character is just spending one-on-one time with each person, it was so much better when you would just see a character kind of a little bit in their element, just waving at everyone, and it was easier for you to kind of have a quick like, hi.
Yeah.
And I personally think it was better for younger kids who are scared of the characters. They can still see them, but from a distance, and they can get a wave, whereas you don't get that if they don't want to stand in the line. Like, that character is not really going to give you any attention.
No.
Yeah.
I loved it because it was cool seeing people in their element. Like, there was a point where Pooh Bear had a little net, and he was, like, catching bees, I'm guessing, or butterflies. And that was so cute. Or, like, the perfect cast with Goofy and Max.
Yes.
I think that's such a, like, cool thing because you're supposed to be, like, these characters live at Disneyland. So it's like, oh, how do they live at Disneyland? So I thought I liked it a lot better. If I had to pick one, I would pick that over close-up.
Yeah.
But I liked both. And I loved Avengers Campus, how they would patrol. I noticed they don't do that as much anymore.
Yeah.
But they would have a character. And you and I both have a video of Ant-Man that is so funny.
Oh, man. You know, I love Ant-Man. I forgot how much I loved Ant-Man. And I rewatched the movie, like both of them recently. I just love that character.
Yes.
But something about the character at Disney or at California Adventure, when we saw him, I was like, I love this guy.
Whoever is the Ant-Man who does breakdancing, you are amazing.
Yes.
Like, there was an Ant-Man who kept like popping and locking, and like, you know, the thing where you like, you want the person to do it, so you kind of like move your arms and you point to them. He kept doing it, and nobody was doing it back. And it was the best day of my life.
It was so good. And I mean, but seeing him close up too, I love that they have the little miniature Bugs Land.
That's really cool.
Oh, my God. Heimlich is alive.
Yeah, that was fun. We had an interaction with Scott Lang about that. And then we were talking about, I think this is on the 1313 Harbor, the podcast, Instagram.
Yeah.
Just talking about like, oh, I used to go there. And he was like, oh, you must have been really small. And I said, well, I was small. And then over time I grew. But now I can't be small again. and yeah, it was just cracking me up. But yeah, I really enjoyed the Marvel Land, the character so much because they're really fun to interact with.
They really are. And there's definitely a fair amount of them. It's funny though, because I mean, obviously we have spent a fair share amount of time in Avengers Campus, that there's times where we sit there and we're like, we don't see a single character. Where are they? And it gets pretty dead. And then suddenly things will happen again. We did for the first time see the Doctor Strange show.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before.
Yeah, I hadn't watched it, but I feel like I wish that we've seen it at night.
Yeah,
which I mean, maybe tonight.
Maybe. Yeah, we've only seen it during the day.
Yeah.
I don't like about Avengers Campus that it's like either you want to be there between 10 and 2 or after like 7.
Yeah.
Because nothing else happens in the other times.
No. And oh man, okay. I have to breathe before I talk about this.
Moon Knight?
Yes. I'm getting hot. I'm getting getting hot thinking about this. So,
oh, my mom will kill me if I don't mention that my dad's first cousin used to date Engelbert Humperdinck. So that's for you, Mom. Quotes, quotes. They went on a few dates.
Dates.
Yes. 70s dates, yes. Which weren't really dates.
No, so the first character that mm-hmm. we – I feel like it was with you too. Yeah, because, I mean, we've only been to Disneyland together. The first mm-hmm. character that we both interacted with where we were allowed to go right up to them and, like, mm-hmm. touch them was Mr. Knight.
Yes.
I was having a panic attack.
To the point where he commented on it. That's how bad it was.
Like, I was so nervous. And let me tell you, I mean, Jasmine and I, we both started mm-hmm. medication.
Yes.
I was recently diagnosed with anxiety, depression, PTSD. You know, mm-hmm. none of it was surprising in yes. the least. But
and I was re-diagnosed with ADHD.
Yes. But it's been such an interesting experience being at the parks now mm-hmm. on meds because yes. I'm like, I don't have any anxiety. Like, yes. what is this? That's what was weirding me out is when we were in line for Mr. Knight and I was starting to kind of get heart palpitations. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? I haven't had this in 2 months. Like, what is happening to my body? I was panicking. And I was like, I haven't felt like this since I started, like since mm-hmm. right before I started medication. And so I was freaking out. And if I wasn't on meds, I might have like keeled over.
I think you might have just like a rocket ship just taken off to the moon.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Let's talk about meds then. I just really want to talk a while about Moon Knight.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
I'm sorry if the whole episode's just about Marvel, about Avengers Campus, because that's what we do 90% of the time. Like, we've watched the Main Street Electrical Parade. We've been on Rise. We've been on all the rides.
We did get a good – well, let's get to that really quick.
Oh, and Genie Plus. We have to talk about Genie Plus.
That's right. I forgot about that.
We're not fans.
Yeah. All right. Wait, really quick with Main Street Electrical Parade. We yes. just finally watched it recently.
Yes.
We actually got a really good spot. Mm-hmm. People were commenting too. Like, they were DMing me being like, how did you get such a good spot? I'm like, we just looked out a family yeah. left from a bench. We were yes. sitting on a bench in mm-hmm. like the town square area. It was nice. There were some characters missing that yeah. day.
When we watched, Alice was not there. Snow White was not there. And Pinocchio was not there.
Yeah.
But they had the floats. They were just like, there was no one on the Alice float.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, did she fall off?
Oh, no. Alice.
My recommendations, I mean, obviously the Main Street Electrical Parade is my favorite parade. I'm sorry to this man who does not like it. sorry to this man. Sorry to this Michelle. but yeah, I love it. They keep taking out the best floats and then giving us ones that are just fine.
I mean, I was fine with them taking away like the America one.
Yes. But I miss like the Blue Fairy one and the Dumbo one.
Yes.
Yeah. No, the weird patriotic one only worked in the context of that the parade came out near the bicentennial.
Yeah.
So a lot of the context has been lost over time of like why it's like so specifically celebrating a specific event that happened 45 years ago.
Yes. I do find it interesting though that like you think in my head mm-hmm. I think of the money that Disney saves because there mm-hmm. were a fair amount of people for that float.
Yes.
Including, this is the part that does make me sad. Like, yes, mm-hmm. I know people have mixed feelings about the new float. Most people like it because mm-hmm. it's kind of like it's a small world. It has different movies like mm-hmm. that are newer. But the very end, I wanted to see the girls in light up outfits holding
yes.
the rope. And they're just kind of like, I'm just, they almost.
Just normal cast member outfits.
Yeah, but it's weird because their cast member outfits, they look like they work at Disney Store or something. Yes. Like, oh,
like a button up shirt and some slacks.
Yeah.
And they're doing like this little like dressage type dance.
Well, they do this whole dance. I'm like, you got to put lights on that. Yes. What are you thinking?
I will comment, the final float looks much better in person. The thing about it that that ruined me is the whole theme of the parade is Disney movies.
But it is Disney movies.
But it's a small world theme. And the last float is that it's a small world home castle. So yes. I'm like, you can't have a whole theme park about movies and then end it with a ride.
But okay, so yes. And I know we've talked about this, but I mm-hmm. feel like it does work because it shows different movies, characters.
Yeah,
yeah that mm-hmm. like they weren't going to have tons of floats with all these real people. Again, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about money too. Yes. Like, oh, they just want to have a little bobbing, like I'm yes. a fake character.
Yes.
But
I'm a little doll.
Yeah. But I feel like it works in a sense where, like, yeah, it's different, you know, cultures, ethnicities and mm-hmm. stuff on one float. And it makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. oh, a small world. How else do you think they would have made a float for a bunch of different characters from different areas?
They could have just had people on there because I get –
that's money.
Yeah,
that's money. Then you have to pay each person.
Because yeah. I get that, like, if they wanted to do the dolls in the style of It's a Small World, they had to show It's a Small World. I just like a theme, and I just don't think somebody thought that through. I think somebody was like, oh, let's do this float, but I don't think they thought about it in the context of the parade. They just thought of it, like, as a cool float.
Right.
So that's my, it's a good quality.
Well, no, I mean, I get what you're saying too, but I'm just trying to think from like a different perspective of like, okay, I can see how it would make sense and like, how else would they have done it without people?
They spent much more money on that final float than any float on Magic Happens.
Magic what?
The Magic parade, happened very briefly.
That's going to be the Mandela effect at some point. People are going to be like, that was... Was that a parade? Was it real?
I want them to never bring it back. Yeah. And then 20 years
from now. Wait, it's called the Mandela effect, right?
Yeah. The Mandela effect, isn't that when like, it's like the Berenstein's versus Bernstein. So yeah, it's like all a thing that we're like, did that really happen? But like, we don't know. And people like do research and then like finally someone finds a video and is like, okay, it's like the Hatbox Ghost. Like, oh, they do exist. I found proof. I do think anytime Disney wants to make money and bring people back to the park, they always do Main Street Electrical Parade.
And oh, 100%.
I'm guessing it's because it's super popular. Because people are like, why don't they bring Paint the Night? It just must be really expensive to do Paint the Night. Mm-hmm. And I think it's in Hong Kong and they have no intention of bringing it back here.
Yeah. Well, again, people with them complaining about Main Street. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. If I was from somewhere else and I didn't grow up on it, I can understand. Because I, like, say if I went to Disney World, I saw a parade where it has no meaning to me whatsoever. I'd be like, well, this is dumb. Like, they could have done better. It's Disney. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, for us, it's obviously a huge nostalgia factor. But also, I'm sorry, they are selling out of those popcorn buckets, the, like, sippers or whatever you call them.
You can't get them.
The, like, colored popcorn, like, all that stuff. Multiple, like, merchandise. The lounge fly bags.
Yep. You can't get it. It sold out all the first day.
Yeah.
So if people hate this parade so much, then why is all the merch gone?
Yes. And why are people waiting so long sitting there, like, for this parade if no one likes it?
Yes. My final thoughts on this parade are I like the properties much better in the Main Street Electrical Parade than Paint the Night. I don't have a connection to Pixar personally, and I feel like Paint the Night is mostly Pixar. And I just think Paint the Night is not as pretty. I just think the lights in Main Street Electrical Parade are much more pleasing to the eye.
Yeah, I feel like Paint the Night, I mean, it's definitely like brighter and more in your
more
face.
More neon, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, techno, and then the other one's like, la, 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 la.
See, well, and I'm fine with paint. Well, wait, but remember when the intro happened for Main Street, we're like, what is this?
They ruined the intro. Because the best feeling in the world is when all of a sudden all the lights go out and it goes, ladies and gentlemen. And then they changed it. So it like they have a whole thing like, ladies and gentlemen, 50 years of magic. And then they do it and you can tell they re-recorded it. It's not the same person.
Yeah.
And it's just very sad. And
it hurts a bit.
And I told you if I ever got married, that's how I'm walking down the aisle.
Well, obviously.
Yes, is the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Yeah.
I won't give you details because I don't want to spoil it just in case, God, you know, hell freezes over and I do get married. But it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. It's going to be real good.
Okay, so that is our thoughts on Main Street Parade.
Fantasmic, again, I don't know when this episode's coming out. It might already be back at the parks, but like as we're recording this, it's
definitely
about to come back.
Because I think in like a week or two it's coming back, so.
Yes.
Yes.
World of Color, obviously, that's back.
Magic Happens, no word.
No word. I don't know if maybe it's – if any of it has to do with Todrick Hall, because I feel like there was some heat there. So I don't know if, you know. Oh, we need to talk about Toontown closing.
Oh, Toontin. Yes.
Toontin.
So Toontown is closed. We went the day I think it closed, we went. And yeah, they're building Mickey's Runaway Railroad and completely redoing the park or that land. And I'm excited because I don't think they've really done anything in 20 plus years.
I'm totally like, I find it interesting when I see people like all sad, like, oh my God, it's closing of my childhood. And I'm like, look, that place, I love Toontown. It's a really good place to take fun pictures. There's like good, nice backdrops and stuff. But it needs an updo.
Yes.
Like, there are things when you really look at stuff, you're like, oh, this hasn't been working in years.
Nope.
This hasn't been painted in years. One thing I will say, that's right. You weren't in this conversation because this was yesterday. So someone had told me.
You talked to someone who wasn't me.
I know. Well, at first I thought we had this conversation. I'm like, you don't know about this.
No, tell me.
Now, I'm probably spreading false news. This is just a hearsay situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, what is true, what is not. But someone had told me yesterday that apparently someone saw on trucks the taxi cabs from Roger Rabbit on the freeway.
Yeah.
And there's like talk that they actually were going to end up just closing the ride and didn't tell anybody.
Well, the thing is they take them to refurbish off property. Because when I was in Florida, they probably are just taking them to like clean them up.
Okay, that's what I thought. But then I was getting nervous
because they just redid the ride. Like they redid all the Jessica, I almost said Jessica Simpson stuff, the Jessica Rabbit stuff.
Yes.
So I don't think that's closing.
Okay. Yeah. Because I mean, I don't see how it would have closed, but I'm just like, from what I was being told, and they weren't 100% sure either, but I was just like, wait, what?
I always like to see how rumors form. Like someone sees that and they're like, oh, they're closing the ride. And it's like, no, they're probably going to like refurbish the vehicles. And then I overheard this lady. So Pirates is under construction right now. And this lady's like, oh, they closed Pirates because they're going to remove Johnny Depp from everything. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like he could literally like have done like anything and Disney's not going to pay money to change it.
Yeah.
Like, no, they change. I have a feeling they're not going to change a thing inside.
It's just the exterior the line situation.
It's just the exterior and they're probably going to give it like a good deep cleaning and like change some of the track. Like, that's it. Nothing else. They just did that major refurbishment right before COVID.
Yeah.
Like, Disney, they're not going to do something they don't have to. Yeah. They're not.
And if they really had a problem, guess what? Jack Sparrow wouldn't still be in the parks.
Exactly.
And he is.
He is. So, yeah.
There you go.
Disney is fine with Johnny Depp.
Yes.
So let's talk about medication at the park.
Wait, hold on. Oh. I have one more thing to say really quick. Don't worry. It's not about Johnny Depp.
Okay.
which I mean.
I wouldn't care if it was about Johnny Depp.
No, I could get into that whole topic. I mean, the trial's been wild. Yes. It has been wild.
I refuse to watch it because I'm like, I don't want to care. It's
It is a lot, and I feel like, you know what? This is not an Amber and Johnny podcast.
No.
Let me just go into mobile ordering. Mm-hmm. So I wanted
I'm like
to
Judy
say,
Garland, like, I don't care, I don't care.
No, with mobile ordering, I was actually, not that I was against it at first, but I didn't care to use it.
Yes.
Although I know for some places,
you only
like,
can.
Yeah, you have to use mobile ordering. And I'm one of those weird, like, old school people. I like to have interactions with people. So, like, example, I would go to the bank. And then they're like, oh, well, you can just use the ATM right here. I'm like, but I want to talk
but
to somebody.
They don't give you gold coins at the ATM, Jenny.
How do you know about that?
You told me about that.
My pirate booty. I'm one of those weird ones that I love the gold $1 coins because I feel like a pirate.
I told my sister that and she thought it was the coolest thing she'd ever heard in her life.
And I'm bummed that they're getting rid of them. Like when I went, they're like, we don't have those. And then someone's like, oh, hold on. We have like 40 left.
Do they have something against Sacagawea?
I don't know.
She's an American. She's a national hero.
Oh my gosh. But anyways, okay. So with mobile ordering, I realized I love it because for some of the locations, like where we get our mac and cheese bread bowls, out of the four lines, three of them are for mobile ordering. One, you have to stand in that line.
Yep.
And it's easy to just be like, oh, wow, I could get my food now.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you just walk in, grab it. You're good to go. I will say it's very dangerous.
Yes.
It is so easy just spending money because your card is connected, obviously. You're like, oh, wait, I could also have this.
And it doesn't show up on your bank statement for a few days.
Uh-huh.
So you really could, like, go nuts.
It's like you're eating for free at Disney.
It's free. They're paying you to eat. I like the mobile ordering a lot. But, yeah, it is dangerous. It is silly that, like, we went to Cozy Cone and they're like, oh, we don't have registers. And it's like, well, you did. So you got rid of it.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, you know, they have an easy job because even though, like, when we would go to Cozy Cone the last two times, the pickup time was, what, like 45 minutes after the fact? And we're like, we're not going to wait for it.
No.
But then they said, no, you could just go right up.
Yeah.
So we still just show them and they just give us our food. But yeah, they don't want to deal with the money at all. They're
exactly.
like, just
you could technically go to Disneyland with only your phone.
Yeah, and that's okay, so with your phone.
Except for parking. You'd have to pay for parking separately.
Oh,
but yeah,
phone.
You have your pass on your phone. Oh, yeah. Jenny's touching. She's touching my phone now. Thinking it was her phone. You can either, besides parking, you can get into the park and pay for everything on your phone.
Yeah.
So you really don't need a wallet.
But what you do need is an external charger.
Yes.
Because, wow.
It drains.
Yeah. It drains fast. Oh, also, again, before talking about meds, we got to talk about Genie Plus really quick.
Oh, yes. So we got Genie Plus for the 15th and 16th, I believe, or at least for just one of those days. I think we got it.
No, we didn't get it the first day.
Oh, yeah. We did it when we went back a different time. Yeah, you're right.
It was like after we had gotten our passes. Mm-hmm.
So I don't recommend Genie Plus. This is why. So you really can only – you have to be on your phone all day. So you get there, you buy it, you book your first ride. The problem is, like, you can't get another one for a few hours. So, really, you can only maybe go on, like, three rides with Genie Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And then the problem is, like, by the time you can get a second one, like, let's say in the morning you look, okay, Space Mountain, it's 8 a.m. You can't go on it till 1. So then you can't really get another fast pass till like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
So then by that point, okay, now the ride you want to go on, if you can't go on it till 6. Okay, so then that's at 6. So then you can't get another one till 4. Okay, 4. Okay, everything's done for the day. Everything's already sold out. Also, we don't like Lightning Lane.
Oh,
every time
boy.
We've used it, we've had a bad experience. So we've used it for Rise of the Resistance.
Yep.
And we've gone, and every time we've gone, it's shut down. And the problem is you just have to wait. And then if the ride doesn't come back all day, you get a refund at the end of the day. But I remember there was one day where I went to go get it, and we could get it for 7:45. And I was like, good, I want to leave by like 8:30 anyway.
Yeah.
So I go to buy it. I didn't even finish the transaction, and it just bought it for me. I don't get how that happened. For 8 o'clock.
And you can't cancel.
Yeah, you can't cancel. So, and I never hit confirm, so I don't get how it went through. So yeah, it was for 8 o'clock. Then 8 o'clock comes around, and we, you know, I couldn't stay out all night. 8 o'clock comes around, the ride shuts down. So we go and we wait, and we're waiting for a long time. It doesn't come back. So then I was like, look, I can't wait here till midnight.
Well, and someone had said, like, where we were standing.
Yeah.
They said to go to City Hall.
Yes. So we went to City Hall, and I was like, look, I get maybe you can't give me a refund, but can you – I said, I can't just stay here indefinitely, because they kept saying, oh, basically you have to stay here until the ride opens. And if it doesn't open, you'll get a refund.
Well, yeah, and it's weird for them to assume everyone at the park stays until closing.
Exactly. Like, what if you had – like
we are not 21 anymore,
no.
sir.
Like, what if I had a family? Like, what if I had to go, like, relieve the sitter? Like
– yeah. I thought you were going to say, relieve my bladder.
Yeah. What if I have to relieve my bladder? So we went and we're like, can we just switch it for a different day? We're pass holders. The guy said no.
Yeah, we had reservations for other days already.
And apparently we were told by a different cast member much later that they should have done that for us.
Yeah. And we were being very nice.
Yes. I remember at one point you looked at me in front of the cast member. You're like, are you happy? I said, no, but what can we do?
Yeah.
I said, there's literally nothing we can do. He just told us like there's nothing they can do. We just have to either forfeit the $40 or wait here. So luckily the ride came back, I think, at 9:30. And then another bad thing is it's such a cluster. Like, all these people are waiting. All these people are angry. And the second they open it, it's like a free-for-all. People are fighting their way to the front. And because, you don't want to be, like, the last person in line.
Well, and it's difficult with a ride like that where it obviously breaks down often. And you have people who are already paying so much money for the day, say if they're not, you know, annual pass holders. So they've spent so much money. It's getting towards the end of the day. And they also spent extra money for their family to ride this ride. Some of them spending over $100.
Yeah, we talked to a family. They'd spend $120 and they had kids and they were like, should we just leave? Because like the kids are really tired.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to just go on one ride and like for things to go wrong. So I'm just honestly surprised they don't have an easier system with like, say, the way I think of it is, you know, you have that window that you can go on the ride. If it's still broken down at the end time of your window, you should be allowed to be offered a refund.
Yes.
That makes complete sense to
me. Now, the first time this happened to us, they let us change it to a different ride, but I didn't want to because I'm like, this is a $20
ride.
What?
Or can I change it for Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, exactly. Like- no. So we didn't do it. Then the second time, they wouldn't even let you transfer it. You had to just – you had to use it later for that ride.
Yeah.
Initially, I noticed Lightning Lane sold out immediately every day for Rise of the Resistance. Now I notice it doesn't really sell out anymore. Like, you can get it usually in, like, an hour or two. So I – and I've heard it's just not as popular in Disneyland, California, Genie Plus. It's out of control in Florida. In Florida, like, their lines are so ridiculous because they're overselling them. So even the Lightning Lane lines are really long. But yeah, I don't like it. Don't use it. Don't recommend it. Yeah. I mean, if you really want to, do it for a day. But just be prepared that you're going to go on maybe three things.
Yeah. And like back to Rise really quick too. I do like though that they took away the virtual queue because I mean, going to the park and again, like if it's one of your first visits and that's the ride you wanted to go on and you didn't get a virtual queue time, like that sucks. So at least you're able to wait in line now
and
for it.
I've never seen it longer than 90 minutes personally.
Yeah.
So, and same with Spider-Man too. I'm glad they got rid of the virtual queue and you can just stand and watch now.
Yes.
So now let's talk about medication. So Jenny and I have recently both started taking medication. You know, me for ADHD and depression, and then you for
just anxiety, depression, PTSD. I'm sure there's other things that I haven't been diagnosed with yet.
There's give it time. And so I'm still a little early on it, but it is nice. I was telling Jenny that, like, I forgot that things can make you feel joy.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't bring you joy. Yes. She said, no. I'm like, no, wow.
You bring me joy.
Wow, that hurts the heart.
Like, because if I leave the house, that means you bring me joy because I'd rather just stay at home. But like, I didn't, like, I forgot that like you can get a kick out of stuff. Like, I hadn't felt that in so long.
That makes me so sad.
Where like, I had ice cream and I'm like, oh, ice cream makes you happy. That's why people eat it. Like, or like going to Disneyland, like I get there and I feel joy. I feel excited. Like, I hadn't felt that in a long time. So yeah. It's just not. And then
you just kind of go through the motions. Yeah. You're like, this is fun.
And I enjoy it. Like, and it's just hard to describe. Like, I enjoy doing it. It's entertaining for me, but I didn't feel anything.
Doesn't give you the fanny flowers.
No, not fanny flowers. Oh,
the fanny flowers. It's from Love Island. Don't worry about it.
I was going to say, fanny does not mean the same thing there that it does fanny here. Flowers. Fanny is very dirty over there. So, yeah. How do you – and then you said you don't feel the crowd anxiety as much.
I love medication. Yes. It's so wild to me. Mm-hmm. That I do not feel anxiety. Like I was saying, you know, when we met Moon Knight and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm about to keel over. I'm like, whoo. But but yeah, like walking around, obviously I have feelings. Mm-hmm. I have moods, but it's all dimmed.
Yes.
And I mean, I was kind of weirded out too that I haven't – I mean, this is just about medication in general. Mm-hmm. I had been on it for 2 months and I hadn't cried. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm an empath. I am a very sensitive – I'm a Cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very, very sensitive and emotional. So the fact that I didn't cry in 2 months after like running into the guy I went on a date with another girl, I – went into my car and I was like, okay, I gotta get out a good cry before I drive home. I sat there and I was like, nothing's coming out. Nothing's happening.
Swish, swish.
I know. But it was so weird because in therapy, the last time I went last mm-hmm. week, I cried, but it was like it felt good to like mm-hmm. cry, but I was almost happy. I was like, yeah. Oh, good. I still can like do these things like a normal human being. But in general, like all my emotions are just kind of dimmed. Mm-hmm. I mean, except for happiness, I guess. I feel like I still feel like happy at a good mm-hmm. level, but all the sadness and anxiety and stuff is just very, very dimmed. Mm-hmm. And so being at a theme park, especially like Disneyland's gotten very crowded again. Yes. So yeah, I don't like the crowds. It can make me moody or whatever, but I'm walking around not feeling anxious. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wow. Yeah, this is great.
It's nice to be able to look forward to things. Yeah, for me, it's the opposite. Like, I just felt nothing, and now I'm actually, like, it's kind of like – it's like the Wizard of Oz. Like, I saw the world in black and white, and now the shades of color are starting to come in.
What color am I?
You're a purpley-bluish pink.
Wow. I'll take it.
You're like a lava lamp.
Ooh. Like this? I wish you could see what I look like right now.
She looks like a lava lamp. So yeah, it's just nice to like – it's not fully in color yet. Like we're still in the three-strip 19, like Gone with the Wind 30s color.
All right.
But it's getting there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just nice to like get a kick out of stuff, especially Moon Knight.
Oh my God.
So unfortunately – so this is May 15th. This is the last day that Moon Knight is out, and we're going to go see him after this. And we're so sad. Because now Disney is rotating characters, especially the Marvel characters, very quickly. Like, I feel like Wanda's not going to be there for too long.
No, I feel like she'll be there a while.
Okay.
People would riot.
That's true.
They would riot if they took Wanda out. I mean, and I haven't seen the new movie. Mm-hmm. I'm scared of, like, horror-type movies, mm-hmm. and I've heard it's really scary. It's kind of funny now when I think about it. My friend Wendy said she'd go with me. She mm-hmm. had not mentioned it this week. We were supposed to go this past week to see it. Wendy.
My niece saw it, and she said it wasn't scary. So now I'm like, really?
Yeah,
and she's more afraid of stuff than I am. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard there's a lot of jump scares and stuff, which I don't do.
Nope.
Yeah, no, mm-mm. thank you. But so with Moon Knight and Mr. Knight, mm-hmm. if you haven't watched the show, I thoroughly recommend Moon Knight on Disney
Plus. Only six episodes.
Only six. It needs more. It needs more. We don't know if they're getting any more. We don't know mm-hmm. what's happening. But so they have both characters.
Yes.
So there's Moon Knight and Mr. Knight. Mm-hmm. Moon Knight kind of chills at the top of, mm-hmm. you know, he's always watching everyone from up. Oh, my God. But when he was on that middle floor the last time. I was not okay.
I almost had to leave.
Oh, my gosh. When I, like, walked up there and he was so close, like, I kind of freaked out. I'm like, I'm too close to Moon Knight.
So, and I don't get why you can't meet Mark. So Mark is Moon Knight and then. You know, sorry, this is slight spoilers. The show's been out for a while. And then Mr. Knight is
Steven Grant. Yes.
And so Steven is like the more friendly character. So like you talk to him, he has that British accent. I don't know why you can't bring Mark.
You sound
Mark.
Like you're from London.
So shout out to Cameron and Alyssa. When we went first time to meet Moon Knight, I was like, oh, and he even has the bad accent. And they at the same time looked at each other and said, you sound like you're from London. And it was the best thing I'd ever seen in my life or heard. Yeah, I don't know why they have the meet and greet with him, but I do like how he like flourishes his cape.
Yeah.
I'm very into that.
Oh, man, that cape. gets me every time.
I love that cape. Just like, whoosh.
Oh, my
I like
goodness.
A dramatic man.
Yes. I mean, those glowing eyes. Yes. So intense.
Just into your soul.
Yes.
But yeah, it's my favorite character to meet in the park for sure.
Well, and I like how mm-hmm. now when we've seen Mr. Knight, because mm-hmm. when they first brought him out, we hadn't seen him. And it was still distance yes. character mm-hmm. meet and greet. So he was still kind of like chilling from afar and mm-hmm. people had to stand. But like, you can get up close yes. to Mr. Knight. And I, like, when I look at that little mock interview I did where I was like, how do you keep your suit so white? My arm was still around him. I'm like, yep. how unprofessional am I? And it looked like I was looking at his crotch
yep,
for a long time.
I was
going to
bring that up. Yep.
Yeah.
You were looking at his crotch for, like, for a long time.
You know, but I feel like I also blacked out.
Yep.
And so it's embarrassing, like, looking at that footage, being like, I don't fully remember doing that, but, like, I did it.
Yeah, Steven and I were having a lovely conversation. We were talking about, like, him working at the museum, and then he looks at you and he's like, you giggle a lot. Or I forget how he said it. It was a lot nicer.
Well, yeah, and I was like, you make me nervous. He's like, I make you nervous. But he yes. started laughing, like, kind of as if he broke yes. character a bit, because he yes. was probably just like, this girl
yeah,
needs
I'm
some help.
An 18-year-old pimply teenager.
Get out of here.
And I've heard, I don't know if this is giving away secrets, but
Loki.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people said it's Loki's height, and so they think it's the Loki face characters who play Moon Knight.
However,
yes. One time I do think it was Peter Parker because it was Spider-Man because one was a bit shorter than the other uh-huh. Moon Knights. And he just gave me very much like because Moon Knight already Stephen Grant gives me Peter Parker
yes.
vibes. So I feel like they had him.
Yeah.
And then Jenny's like, you already saw my ears. And I was like, no, I don't think he has.
Not this one. I'm wearing the ears again tonight.
So. And I have lots of nice pictures with Stephen Grant. So
yeah.
I asked him one time to do a prom pose and he said no. So.
Oh, I know. I feel like because they're not allowed to kind of wrap their arms
yes.
around you, and he didn't know how to nicely be like, I yes. can't touch you like that.
Because I just meant like, just put your hand like on my waist. But yeah. I mean, I'm sure he can't. But I was able to link arms with him. But it was awkward because he didn't know what to say. And I was like, you don't have to. Like, I just – because you wanted to do it. So I was kind of, like, feeling it out to see if, like, it would be okay for you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, look. And I'm like, we don't have to. So we did a Mary-Kate and Ashley back-to-back pose.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And now he does, like, the little, like, O.J. Simpson pose.
Well, he has
with the glove.
He has that in the promo.
Yeah, which I just think every time, like, the glove does not fit.
Well, and I like when he was like, yeah, do this or whatever, and I'm trying to do it, but I was like, I was too excited to be next.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
The best is when you were holding, like, an old-timey mayor holding your little jacket.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't have a jacket, so I'm just going to hold.
Just going to pretend.
So what are our thoughts for Disneyland 2022?
Bring back Mr. Knight.
Yes, no. Moon Knight. And have more Mark meet and greets. Yeah, Disney, I like, if you ever listen to this, please keep all the distance meet and greets in addition to the up close ones. More character interactions.
Please have.
Mm-hmm, more Thor. More Captain America.
I was just going to go into Thor.
Yes.
Listen, okay, I feel like I had talked about this maybe on an episode a billion mm-hmm. years ago whenever you started this podcast. I don't know. I feel like at some point I had mentioned that my favorite meet and greet was Thor
yes.
when he was in Inventions.
Yep.
That was the most amazing set.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope, I hope, because listen, I've been Team Thor from the start. I get it. People started late because Ragnarok definitely has a different feel,
mm-hmm.
so I get it. If you started liking Thor during
yeah.
Ragnarok, I'm not going to hate, but like, let's just say I loved him first. So, but now that Love and Thunder is coming out,
mm-hmm.
and there still is not a lot of Thor in Avengers Campus, like, yes, he wanders around occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
He's like drunk Thor in the
yes.
Doctor Strange show sometimes.
Which I don't love drunk Thor.
Yeah, I started watching.
I prefer Fat Thor.
Yeah, I started watching the What If episode because
mm-hmm.
I'm not really into the What If episodes,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to know why it was referenced like that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really care for it. I don't know. But, yeah. Yeah. But I want more Thor.
Yes.
I want more.
Can I tell them your really good idea about the show?
Yes.
So tell me if you would not think this is the greatest idea.
It's amazing.
The Marvel characters burlesque show.
Uh-huh.
And obviously there would be like a Thunder from Down Under with Thor and Loki.
Yes. It would be an adult-only show,
yes.
obviously.
Scarlet. I keep calling her Scarlet Widow. Black Widow would do like a burlesque number.
This would be in the Hyperion.
Yes. Steve would do like – he'd wear like a little like spangled like – not a thong, like a little Speedo.
Well, and I feel like he would come down – from like flags that are where
yes.
it would be like
he'd do like a flag aerial.
Yeah, like
yeah.
with the aerial
mm-hmm.
type
yes.
fabric. Yes. What is it called? Like what is it called? What am I thinking of?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you could have Moon Knight could like do a thing.
No, he would come down. Okay.
Oh, yes.
I imagine like all of them coming. No, but I imagine him coming down like on one of the little crescent moons.
Yes. You know? Oh, yeah. Like Dita Von Teese.
Yes. Yes.
So, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Hmm. And then Thor. So, oh, I'm getting really into this. Like, Thor, he would come up from the ground maybe in, like, yes. a big beer glass, you know? So, that would be, like, another Dita Von Teese. And then you would see lightning and thunder.
And then he's fully clothed and a lightning strike comes down and then he's naked.
Oh, my God. I am sweating.
Disney, we will give you this idea for free. We will come help you choreograph it. We just request front row seats on opening night.
Oh, my goodness. Who would be the host? Obviously, the Jeff Goldblum character.
Yes. Oh, Jeff. It would be just Jeff Goldblum.
I mean, let's be honest. It would just be Jeff. Yeah.
Like, welcome to the show. It's a great show. That's my terrible Jeff Goldblum.
Gosh. Oh, it'd be so good.
So comment below, even though there's nowhere to comment. So, Jenny, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Jenny Ray Gibson. That is R-A-E.
Yes, not R-A-Y.
Short for Raymond.
Oh, you yeah, can my call grandpa. Me
Jennifer Raymond.
My grandpa was named Raymond.
Ah, yeah. My other grandpa that I had never met was named Raymond.
Ah.
That's where it comes from.
And you can find me, well, I guess not me, you can follow us on Instagram at 1313 Harbor, the podcast. Highly recommend it. We post a lot of great videos there, mm-hmm. Especially a lot of Moon Knight stuff. You can find us on Twitter at 1313 Harbor. You can email us at 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. Send us episode recommendations, compliments, mm-hmm. request yeah. questions. If we ever get enough questions, I'll do a viewer question show.
Yes.
Type situation, a walk-up sandwich type situation.
Stop.
That's what Jenny said about.
Oh, no. Okay, listen. Oh, that was one thing we didn't talk about. Earl of Sandwich.
Yes.
It's gone, and they had my favorite chocolate chip cookies.
And it's coming back.
Someone said it was coming back, mm-hmm. but it's going to be like a truck. And I'm like, is this like a walk-up type sandwich situation?
And that captured my imagination. I keep quoting it. I'm like, is this a blanks type situation, a walk-up type situation?
Jeez.
We have our website, 1313 Harbor. thepodcast.com. So thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to our ramblings. And for all who come to this happy podcast, welcome!
Mr. Knight? Moon Knight?